really great podcast that I love by two ladies that I really, really love, and some of my favorite comedians. Ladies and gentlemen, the absolute worst podcast with Allison Royer and Dana Pound!
Who we are right there, like, come on, Mike, Allison.
Welcome to the Absolute Worst Podcast. I'm Allison Royer.
And I'm Dana Powell.
Oh, yes. There's people here. Usually we're just in my apartment.
In my jammies,
which are not dissimilar to what I'm wearing right now. Each week on our show, we seek and give free therapy by telling you our problems, asking you to tell us your problems, and then we just pray to God that any of it works out.
We're basically the opposite of Oprah. Somebody today called us two dirty Oprahs.
Yeah, they did, actually. That happened. And they didn't even know about the show.
No.
So it's just like something that we...
that we just give
illuminate.
Off.
Like, yeah. People just... see us, and they're like, you know what, you seem like the opposite of like a very like talented spiritual advisor.
With good information. Also, that was at a business meeting.
It was at a, Dana calls everything a business meeting.
It was a business meeting. It was a serious business meeting where Allison talked about blowjobs, of course. Well,
but I mean, I feel like if you're a comedian in a business meeting, I'll tell you what really did happen. This is on you. We weren't supposed to be talking about this, but you went down this. We have a lot to do, Dana.
Should I straddle my mic?
Yes,
like
that's
you
what
are?
I'm doing. It's comfortable.
I do have a long dress
on. Does this
look
natural?
Like
yeah. So somehow in this meeting, Dana, like, puts me in a position.
Oh, no.
Where I was forced to read sex to that I had sent my husband.
I did.
Like, that's
right.
A real thing
I
that happened.
I asked her to read a sext to
so
our,
I went through my sexts, and I found the ones to my husband.
Because I didn't believe it was one, but I got to tell you.
It was a good one.
It was a good
We're
one.
We're not going to tell you. It was a good one.
It was a
I'm
shocking
a good sexter.
One.
I'm going to get rid of this. I don't like it.
Oh, great. This
I have a lot to
be
do
a
with
lot
my
of
hands,
sound
so.
Editing for me, people.
If anybody is listening to this at home, sorry about it.
All
right. Do you think that Oprah's doing the West Side Comedy Festival?
No.
Oh. Do you think she would if asked?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Do you... You don't know that.
I'm pretty positive.
Dana.
She lives in Santa something.
Be the light.
Be light.
Be the light that we want to see in the world. I like to believe that at any moment, Oprah is about to walk through that door and give us all really good advice.
Yeah, which you guys will need after we're done with you.
Before we get started, we want to thank the West Side Comedy Theater. We want
Thanks,
to thank
guys.
Byron and Sarah for helping us get everything situated and to get... We got some... amazing questions from
which
a lot of you.
Which I don't know about because Allison won't
I never let Dana.
Them.
It's true. I don't let Dana know anything that I'm doing because I don't want her to ruin everything. Okay. So these are questions that you guys have written to us that you need some help with. So we're going to just kick it off. Now, here's what's crazy. This happens on our show, too. Not that this isn't our show. It is. But you guys, we get emails through the website and through email. And you all have the same question. So even tonight, we got repeat questions. So I'm going to read the first question, and then I'm going to read the second question just because they, like, go together. It's like these people, I want to unanonymous you and then have you date. Okay, so here's what happens. Online dating sucks. Everyone knows that. One of the worst aspects is ghosting, which we've talked about.
We've talked about ghosting.
Happened to
it's
me
real
a lot.
Shitty, people.
Real shitty. If you don't know what that is, it's when you or someone you're talking to with regularity just disappears and stops responding. It's a mm-hmm. great explanation
it
of
is.
What that is.
Thank you.
I hate when it happens to me, but I admit I've done it to others. It's true. It happens. It's like a circle. What is the best, most polite way to end communication with someone? Texting, messaging on apps like Bumble. Is that a thing, Dana? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, yeah. I've perused some of these things through friends. It's
okay.
Fun. For
okay,
me,
so
it's
it says,
like, for me, it's like a game. It's like a game.
Well, that's great, Dana. This is people's lives. People's fucking lives. To you, it's I'm married, so it's just a game for me.
Hey, listen, talk to my husband tonight after the show. He's right there, Dan Tipton.
Dana, don't.
It
oh, my gosh.
It's not a game, people.
Okay.
I'm a lot.
It's
I'm
not.
A lot.
So they say, what is the best, most polite way to end communication with someone without ghosting? Now, this
I
other...
I like that question, by the way.
It's
I
a really
like
good
it.
Question.
Yeah.
But then somebody else wrote, how do you decide to... Oh, this is a young person. How do you decide to bail... on a relationship.
What
so it's the
that?
Same question.
A
bail?
Young person,
would you
grandma?
Say that?
Yes.
Would you say
it's
bail?
A real world, girl. I don't know. That's a word.
Would you? I feel like that's something that people in Venice say.
Oh, Grandma Allison.
I had to bail on the meeting, bro. I was catching some crazy waves. Is that not?
That just sounds like you.
Anyway, do you have a solution for that?
Yeah, I think when you're dating someone, and like Allison said, I've been married for a long time, but there are other kinds of relationships. There's other kinds of relationships you have to end too that are
That's true,
intimate.
Like this one. Like, this one.
It's coming, we know it. No, but I think we're all grown-ups, right? Can
right.
you just be like, you know what, this is not working out for me.
Right.
I don't think that we have that chemistry that's going to take us the long haul. I've really enjoyed you. Later.
Well, I feel like most ghosting happens. I mean, sometimes it happens later, but I feel like usually it happens in the beginning, right? Because otherwise it's called a breakup. Like, you wouldn't ghost someone after like 3 years.
I mean, you could.
I guess you're right. But I feel like usually it's in the beginning. You maybe don't know each other as well. At which point I think it's, you know, fair to just be like, had a great time.
Yeah.
I really like you. Unless you don't, in which case find something
don't
else to say.
Don't say that
innocuous.
If you don't. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know what? For me, this isn't the right fit. Thank you so much for reaching out. Is that reasonable?
I think it's reasonable.
My perception is that all of this happens via text message. Is this true? Who in here is online dating? I also feel like ghosting is the result of online dating. Is it not?
Yeah, because it can be anonymous, right? You can do it anonymously. But don't you later go like, oh, I'm a shitty person when somebody does it to you?
Whoa.
I mean,
Dana.
Honestly, if somebody did that to you.
You're telling me you've never ghosted someone?
Come on. Do I look like I've like been around the dating track a million times?
No, but you can ghost anyone.
I locked that shit up early. Like,
no, but
funny, but I am not useful for anything else, really.
But you can, but it doesn't have to be like a sexual relationship to ghost someone.
No, it doesn't. But here's the thing. When you go, I don't know why I'm talking, I'm sorry. When you ghost someone, you're leaving the door open in their mind. It's like a fucking Ouija board, dude. You're leaving, you got to close
I'm
that
sorry,
out.
A what?
A Ouija board.
A Ouija board?
Yeah. You got to close it.
Isn't that universally known as a Ouija board? Yeah. Not a Ouija board. Deep South.
It's a board game. We can call it. You say Candyland. I say Condyland. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make sense.
But that's like a Ouija board.
Is that?
You gotta close it. Okay.
Stop pointing at that young person that doesn't even know what game you're referring to.
He knows what a Ouija board is. We're all terrified. We're all scared to death. All right, but listen, you're very handsome. God. I'm sure you're a nice guy.
Stop hitting on him. He's asking for help. Was this even your
What's
question?
Your name? Hey, bud.
No, not at all.
Bro, what's your name? What's your name, bro? Don't bail on me.
Okay, Dana, just
no. You're leaving it open for that person to go. Is this person going to call me still? Is there hope in this? And then they may be a little bit closed off to their soulmate, and then you ruined a life, you fucker. Not you, sir.
I think what we're suggesting is the best way is, and this is why nobody does it, right? Because you have to dig
it's
deep.
Awkward.
You have to grow some balls and you have to get on your computer where they can't see you. So I don't know why this is fucking difficult.
And oh, just and I'm the mean one? I'm being mean?
No, I mean, I'm not pointing at this young person and just screaming at him and saying fake game names.
I'm sorry, but I'll have a beer with you afterwards.
Just stop throwing yourself at him. He's going to ghost you.
My husband will be with us. Hope that's
oh,
cool.
Bro. So we say, I don't want to say man up because that's probably not like politically correct.
No, that's not
correct.
Nice.
And you can't say anything
and
about
balls. And women
balls,
do it too. It's not just men that do it. That's for sure.
No, I know. I'm saying, I can't think
put
of anything other
big,
than like
big
grow a pair.
Pants. Put on
man
your big
up.
Person
put
pants.
Put on your big people pants and just send a really nice text that
just
said,
say,
thanks for the anal. I'm not interested. Thank
Next
you
question.
For everything.
Next question.
This has been great. Catch you on the flip side. I hope you find someone. It's not me. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. That's not weird. Is that weird?
Just the anal specific.
Well, whatever. I'm not saying everybody has anal sex on the first date. But if you did, it's okay. That's all I'm saying. And
it
you can still
okay,
get out of
guys,
it.
It's okay.
It's not a big deal. That's where it gets hard is you're probably like, I already slept with them and now I don't want to talk to them. And then you ghost them. It's not a big deal.
But don't do that. Just close
just
out.
Just say thank you for everything. This isn't the right fit.
Yeah. Jesus. Otherwise, that demon's coming after you later, folks.
Oh, the karma, the ghosting karma?
Yeah, that Ouija board.
You really don't like it?
I really don't like
it. What does it have to do
with
the Ouija board, by the way?
You gotta close that out or it leaves the door open for demons to come at you. I'm not kidding. Also, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't like those things.
We get it. No, message received. Okay.
My boss, thank you for listening to me, Alice.
You know what? You're welcome. Thank you for being here. Did you want to be closer?
Kind of.
My table's over here. Can you move by me?
No.
Okay. Stupid. Okay. My boss is an alcoholic and likes to drink wine with lunch. That's fun. I like that. When I stick with water, she is not about it. Oh, okay. How do I avoid the attitude? Is it worth addressing?
Oh,
okay.
Now,
well, I'm going to say something
for you.
Yeah, because for those of you that don't know or don't listen to the show, I have alcoholism. It's raging, but I'm sober.
You're sober.
I'm sober
yeah.
for a while, and so, but I have a lot. I love alcoholics. They're my favorite people. So, speaking from an alcoholic's perspective. If I was having lunch with someone and it's a work day and I'm having a cocktail, I'm not stupid. I know I'm not supposed to be drinking right now. So when you're not drinking, now I feel like an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, I need you to drink with me so that I feel better about the fact that I'm drinking. So I don't really think you need to say anything. They're definitely going to give you attitude, because if they give you attitude, then it implies that you're doing something that's weird, right? And if they don't give you that attitude, then it's like an acknowledgement that you're potentially doing something that's weird, which you definitely are. And so nobody wants to feel like they're an asshole, so you have to make other people feel like they're the asshole. So you, as the bigger person, just need to know that you're a reasonable human being that doesn't drink on your lunch break like some kind of sick alcoholic, and then just, like, let them enjoy their wine. You know, like, what do you care if they're drinking?
Can
Is that
I
right?
ask you a question?
Oh, boy.
So can you just maybe play into it?
What do you mean?
Like, if they're giving you a hard time about drinking, can you just be like, I know, I'm such a loser?
Yes.
Because sometimes
not?
That shuts people up when you're like,
totally.
I know, I'm the worst.
Yeah.
If I drank, I'd puke on myself and take my clothes off.
Well, so
and then
fun.
They're going to be like, geez, take it easy. Okay.
So fun fact, I got sober when I was 24 years old. So the whole time that I was drinking, so I had my first drink when I was 14 and then my last drink when I was 24. So really not at it for long, just the 10 years.
You went hard.
I went hard. And so I always thought that people's problem with my drinking was that I was underage, because most of my drinking, it wasn't legal. It's 21. I don't know where you're from or what you're doing, but it's literally. So when I got my first job at a law firm, I was a receptionist, and they took me to lunch for my first day. And it was like, you know, like a TGI Fridays or something. And so they brought like the drink menu, and I ordered like a hurricane or something, you know, like some crazy cocktail. And everybody at the table looked at me, and literally my response was, oh my God, it's totally fine. I'm 21. Like, I literally just thought that was the problem.
That was the problem.
So once I could drink alcohol legally, like, I was so excited. I couldn't stop. And then, of course, it only took me 3 years to realize I had, like, an out-of-control drinking problem and get sober. But,
Say you just play into your boss like I do mean pretty girls. Just go, you're right. I'm a loser.
That's a good strategy.
It is. It works with a mean pretty girl.
Yeah,
take
and
that
mean,
too. Take it.
And so, and even if you're like, that's so awesome that you can drink on your lunch break and still be able to work through the rest of the day. And
you sound like such an asshole. I would punch you.
But I'm literally taking your advice.
I bet you said it like this with like a therapy voice. That was
forget
like
it, Tana. You know,
condescending.
That was, no, I wasn't being condescending.
Maybe it's your glasses. You don't usually wear your glasses.
I don't. I can't really. I wanted to be able to see everybody. Yep. This is better.
You know who I can see?
Your husband?
My husband.
What? I'm so glad my husband's not here. Oh my God, he'd kill me. Or it'd be more awkward because he'd just be like sleeping in the middle of the room. It's not good. Okay, this is anonymous.
They all are.
No, I know, but I like to imagine who the person is and then say things to them. So this person is sick.
Okay, me too.
Okay, this says, why do I keep dreaming about sucking on my girlfriend's coffee-flavored toes while wearing Uggs and listening to Lil Wayne? Now, here's the thing. There There's something about this question that feels like this person was trying to be funny, okay?
But also, I hate feet so much.
Yeah, you're upset.
I hate feet so much.
Right.
You can't suck on toes while they have Uggs on them. And why?
No, he or she, I don't know if it's a girl or a boy, they want to wear the Uggs. So why, is that right? Why do I keep dreaming about sucking on my girlfriend's coffee-flavored toes? Okay, to be fair, they're missing it. So it says while wearing Uggs. It's unclear. I feel like this person wants to
Uggs. I'm not mad at Uggs. I'm not mad at Lil Wayne.
Okay.
I'm not mad at
Why
coffee.
Do you not know how to pronounce basic words?
What are you talking about?
Lil Wayne.
That's what I said. What did I say?
Wayne. Lil Wayne. Wayne. Lil Wayne. Say it again.
Lil Wayne.
What is that? Why do you become Southern when you say the name Wayne?
I don't. I have a cold.
So you sound like you're from the South?
Lil Wayne?
What is that word?
Anyway, I'm not mad at him. That's the point.
We don't know if it's a girl or a boy.
But
we don't want to make any
Lil Wayne is a boy.
No. No, I know, but we don't know if this person's
a
boy.
But I'm not mad at Lil Wayne. Okay. Stop making me say
I'm
it.
Not.
Anyway, what I'm mad at is sucking on those toes.
You don't like that.
I don't like that shit.
Whoa.
Who's that for? Who is that for? No woman's like, I wish I had a bunch of slime and a warm fat tongue between my toes. There ain't a woman out there like that. And you're a liar if you say you are. I'm sure you're nice.
Is there anybody in this room that likes having their toes sucked on? No, nobody likes it.
Would you dip your toes in coffee? And suck it off.
I'll tell you what. I wouldn't say that this is my dream scenario necessarily. But I will say that if I was in a meaningful, committed relationship and my partner had said, you know what I want to do? I want to put on some comfy Uggs.
I'm fine.
I want to dip your feet in coffee.
Wow.
And I want to put on Lil Wayne. I don't think I know a Lil Wayne song. Does anybody know one?
I mean, I'm sure I do if somebody sang it.
You do? Can you sing it? That's the whole thing? Like a lollipop.
Like a lollipop.
Which is probably why it's getting in the mood for this toe-sucking, which makes a lot of sense.
I might be less mad at toe-sucking if it was lollipop.
Okay,
like, you were not coffee, because that's savory and a real business day thing. Coffee.
Okay, so message received. You're not like a foot person.
Hate them.
Okay, but I wouldn't say I'm at for or against feet. So if somebody wanted to lick my coffee toes, I mean, have a great time. Like, I wouldn't care.
I guess just tell your partner that's what you want. I mean, I'm mad about it.
No, you're so mad. And I have to be honest, super judgy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that's some people's thing that they want to do.
Toe sucking.
Not everybody wants to.
Obviously, there's like websites dedicated to it and stuff, but it's just not my toe jam.
I just want to apologize to everybody about what just happened there on that.
Allison.
What?
I have a cold.
What does that have to do with anything? This person must listen to our show because they started it, Dear Oprah.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you because I think we're just one step closer.
I think we also all know that Oprah sort of communicated with us last week.
No big deal, you guys. This is what happened. Oprah, was it on Twitter?
Tweeted.
She just did an at sign. You know, you could do at somebody, but
and
it was
like,
blank.
So we got so many of our listeners.
I know, and you know that she meant to tag Absolute Worst Podcast.
Absolute Worst Podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, question. Just wanted to brag. Just a humble brag, guys.
It's not humble. It's straight up brag.
Just a straight up brag, guys.
Dear Oprah, a new client walked into my office yesterday. A lot of work problems today.
It's a Thursday, that's why.
A new client walked into my office yesterday for our first initial session. He opened by informing me he went to a bondage club the previous night and masturbated to people performing bondage to each other.
Oh, this is a business meeting?
What would your advice be to them? So I complain about this on the show all the time.
Wait, I'm so confused. I got stuck on my giddiness. A client came into the business and said, I went to a bondage club.
Yeah.
What's the question?
Okay.
That's where I lost.
Focus up, Dana. Okay. Dear Oprah, a new client walked into my office yesterday for our first initial session. He opened by informing me he went to a bondage club the previous night and masturbated to people performing bondage to each other.
Okay, do you, bud.
What would your advice be to them? I mean, does that person need advice?
I don't think they need advice.
Do you know
they
what I
knew
mean?
Where to go?
Yeah, they have all of it down. Like, they are nailing it.
They knew they didn't need to even bring a partner because they were good on their own with their eyeballs. Like, I think you need advice from that
person.
So
this is where I get mad on the pod when we do this.
What kind of business is this?
Well, this is why I get mad is because everybody writes into our podcast anonymously. But sometimes they do it through our email. And so even though we read your question anonymously, I may email you back and be like, what do you do for work? Do you know what I mean?
Because is this a massage parlor?
That would really determine what is happening. And in addition to that, it says, what would your advice to them be? So it says session. Do you think this person's a therapist?
Well, that's my question. Because
are we creating a therapist circle? So it's like therapists asking other therapists.
Because it's one thing to go into therapy and talk about that, you know, and it's another thing to go into a massage parlor.
Right. That's a different situation. Or maybe it's your first day at a law firm. Do you know what I mean? Like all of these things.
There could be problems from last night.
Maybe it's an acupuncture session, in which case, you know, and then this is where I get confused. It says, what would your advice be to them?
Yeah, that person
doesn't
need
advice. Were they asking for advice?
No, that person is living their best life. They know what they want, and they're going for it.
But what
if they don't care who knows, new client or no.
Okay, but so let's just work under the assumption, though, just for shits and giggles.
Okay.
Let's work under the assumption that this person is a therapist, and this person came into therapy with this scenario and said, like, I mean, I can't imagine that they said, I want to keep doing this. What's your advice?
So
potentially they were saying,
are they afraid that, do they feel bad that they didn't bring a partner with them and they jacked off to other people doing it?
No, maybe they think it's like, and this is where, I mean, like, this is why we need a lot of more additional information. Maybe they feel the guilt of just watching people.
Don't feel guilty. Do what you want to do. You're not hurting anybody. Here's the thing.
Well, who knows what kind of bondage? I mean, that's another question.
But if they're in that place, then they want to be hurt. Right?
I don't know a lot about, I have to be honest.
Listen, we get a lot of questions like this. And
I didn't think I was a prude, but I've never had my coffee toes socked. And I got to be honest, I'm not totally up to date on bondage.
I'm not saying I'm not up to date on it, but I'm also not saying, like, shame on you. Like, I don't know, maybe that's fun. You know, we get people.
I have no doubt that it's fun.
No, but I'm saying, like, I don't judge people for what gets their rocks off as long as they're not hurting somebody. And it's like, you know, this is
maybe
a group
he wasn't
of people.
Supposed to masturbate.
What?
Maybe it's a place where you can have sex with other people,
what
but
business?
Keep the masturbating
what
to a
business,
minimum.
What business, please, has the rule no masturbation?
Most businesses say don't masturbate. I mean, it's not
in the office,
but it's like a general rule, right? Like, not every place has a thing that says no shoot. No shirt, no shoes,
no service.
But it's like assumed that you're going to have like a shirt on and like potentially shoes. Do you know what I mean? Like if you go to like the Olive Garden, I don't think they have that sign.
No masturbation sign.
Yeah, so I don't think we need a no masturbating sign, but maybe this place you're not allowed to masturbate. Maybe it's one of the few places that they frown on masturbating.
I just think we get tons of questions about, like, I've been married for 45 years. Actually, the older people usually are, like, super healthy. But it's like, you know, middle-aged people are like, I've been married with the same person for 15 years. She doesn't want
literally,
me.
Literally, that's our next. I'm not even joking. That's our question. Yeah, keep going.
She doesn't want me. He doesn't want me. Fine. Take a page from this guy's journal. Try a bondage club. You don't know. Is it going to hurt you? No. If you both get there and you're like, holy fuck, I can't take it. You have somebody to run with.
So I guess our answer is that person. Oh, I know what probably happened.
No, you don't.
Wait a minute. Maybe this person. So it says, what would your advice to be? Maybe this is like, you know how it just gets like tangential? So this guy comes to maybe therapy and says, I went to a bondage club and I masturbated. This person now wants to masturbate. So the question is like, what do I do in this situation?
Go to the bondage club and masturbate. I think it's simple.
Great. Fixed. Next question.
Are they free?
Are they bondage clubs?
Yeah, I'm just asking. I'm just curious. I mean, is that a membership only thing?
Why would I know that? I just answered the question.
No, you're right.
Actually, where is a bondage club? Like, how do you go to those? So we can, because I know about bathhouses, but can we all just go to bondage clubs?
Oh, I think so. Craigslist.
You can just have sex?
Craigslist. Some kind of internet
window. It's okay if you're just watching.
Hey-o. That was a loud and proud yes.
Sean Landry, everybody.
Okay. I need to have beers with so many people after this.
I know. How can one come to terms with having sex with the same person for the rest of one's life?
Oh,
we
see?
Know. We
see?
Know the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Do you think we were meant to be monogamous? The thought of being married is beautiful, but when you really think about it, is it realistic to never have sex with anybody? Anybody ever again. To be fair, you get to have sex with the one person.
Yeah.
You do get to have sex with that one person. It's not that you can't have sex with anybody. That is a common effect of marriage, but you can still have sex with the one person.
In here before the show crying and you guys saw them, it's this person we know now. That's the saddest, like.
Well, no, I'm going to say a lot of controversial things right now.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think that monogamy is necessarily for everybody.
Okay, I'll agree with you.
And I think that as long as the people, I think you can be married and not be monogamous as long as those are the terms of your marriage.
Yeah, I think your partner probably ought to be in on that.
No, you for sure need to tell whoever you're having sex with. The other people need to know what's going on. So I don't think everybody has to be monogamous. I don't think everybody has to be married. I think if you're choosing to marry someone who wants to be a monogamous, you should probably be monogamous to that person.
And you have to set in your mind, like, I'm going to have sex with that person the rest of my life.
Right. Unless you get divorced, in which case then you have another person.
And then you start all over again.
Right. Or you cheat, which we've said before on this show, we do not approve of cheating. Let's try not to do that. It's not necessary. I get it. We get a ton of questions every day.
But also, life is not black and white. We'll say that to be not judgy.
I'm not judging you, please.
No, it was sort of judgy, but your general demeanor is always a little
judgy.
No,
I'm saying that, listen, as somebody who's historically cheated on people, it's not good for anybody involved.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's not going to feel good.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not, we're just saying, that's not the question.
Right.
The question is, do you have to be monogamous for the rest of your life?
If your partner wants to be monogamous, I think that's your thing.
Well, no, you don't have to agree to it either. I mean, you can't maybe be with that person then.
I think if you say to somebody, I know we're in love, but I'm not interested in fucking you forever, they're probably going to go away.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're going to go away.
But, you know, I do think that people have open relationships. It's
yes.
a thing.
I listen to a podcast. I call it Research, but it's called Turn Me On because people write in with
right.
a lot of relationship things, and it's an interesting podcast. They're Canadian, and they're this married couple that has an open relationship. He has cystic fibrosis and doesn't have a long, you know, lifespan, and they each have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and they kind of, like, sleep around, and it works for them. They're super happy with it.
If
he's infertile, he did say today, this is interesting, guys, I heard this on the way here, he did say that if she got impregnated by another man, it would make him feel jealous.
I have another fun fact.
So,
I have another fun fact.
Okay.
So, for those of you that don't know me, I was at a point in my life once where I inadvertently started dating a couple. It started...
Tell them how you invited them to your house.
Well, I had it. Dana, not everybody has to hear that. I used to live in Chicago, and while I was living in Chicago, I had what could best be described as a very large bathtub.
It was a bathtub.
It was
a bathtub.
That's what
you say to people.
But it was very big. And so sometimes I would go out and I would be drinking and I would invite people to come back to my house to go swimming.
What?
Now.
It's a bathtub.
It was a very big bathtub. I have easily fit 4 to 6 people in this bathtub.
That's
like,
not
it
a
was
pool.
Very big.
That's not, you can't do laps in that.
I didn't say come to my, regardless, I can see in retrospect how that was maybe misleading. But on one night in particular, I invited, so there was this girl and she was my Coke dealer.
You guys.
It doesn't mean she wasn't my friend. We were definitely friends, so I don't want to minimize it. But she also just happened to also sell me Coke.
Right.
She had a boyfriend. So they came over, and what was supposed to be a threesome turned into a very serious relationship where I was then dating this couple. Okay?
Yeah, but I say, in retrospect...
None of this is the point, by the way.
But honestly...
Okay.
You were sleeping with them for cocaine.
No, I wasn't.
Were you paying rent?
Did I get cocaine as just a fun... side effect of having sex with these people? Yeah. Was I sleeping with them for the cocaine, Dana? No, and I don't appreciate you minimizing what was maybe the healthiest relationship I had ever been in.
You're right.
Previous to meeting my husband.
You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay?
What was the point?
The point was that even though, so they were in a relationship, they had rules. Everybody had to follow the rules.
Yeah.
I never had actual intercourse with
you're
Jason.
You're the unicorn. Did you know that?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. You always want to be the pinch hitter in a threesome.
You're the unicorn. You're
Don't be the couple that invites the third wheel.
Everybody's
you want to be the third wheel.
Always looking for a unicorn.
Everybody knows that. Because then when things got weird, I pieced the fuck out of there. I'm going back to my apartment. I don't care.
Yeah.
It was great.
Did you do some laps in your swimming pool tub? Next question.
The point is, do you think we answer that question?
Yeah.
You don't have to be like punished by, I think
that's why they say keep it fresh.
Yeah, I think to some degree too. I mean, we don't want to get like super romantic and like sincere here, God forbid, but potentially when you meet the person that you want to marry, it will be fulfilling that you won't want to have sex with other people because it's more than just sex. Right. Because
like it's all intertwined.
And then eventually if you're interested in having children, you're not gonna have time for sex anyway. So just let that fucking shit go. You're out.
Yeah.
It's old school.
And then you're starting to get older and us ladies.
Nobody wants to have sex with you. So yeah, we just helped you. You're never gonna have sex again.
We're busy.
You're right.
You guys turn 40 and your nuts drop to your knees.
Whoa.
Am I wrong? I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Is that a thing?
I read it.
So balls are like tits.
It's like a light switch. That's just what the internet says. It's like a light switch. They don't put it in these words, but in my mind, it's a light switch. They hit 40, and there's like an elevator. Next question.
Okay.
Sincerely, this is our podcast. This is what we do on iTunes, and people listen. Like thousands of people listen.
Yeah, because we're helping. This was fucking helpful, wasn't
it? Guys. We're so aggressive.
Nobody's going to get ghosted tonight, motherfuckers.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so this is also random. These two questions, very similar. First one says, which I can really identify with these people.
Just read it, though.
God damn it. My expectations are too high that I am pretty much let down by most people. Fucking welcome. Same. This could have been written by me. Even if they're 5 minutes late, rude, or didn't get something done that was so easy to get done. Do I need to just lower my expectations, this person said. I have a lot to say about that. But then in addition, I felt like these went together. This one says, where is the line between believing in yourself and being an asshole?
Yeah, that's a thin line.
Which I feel like these questions go together.
That's a thin line.
Because I recently had a meeting with my spiritual advisor, and
wait, what? You can't just say that. Like, we all have a spiritual advisor.
Oh, do you?
Like,
oh,
I have
weird.
A 6-year-old son I talk to about serious things, but he's not an advisor. Is this a psychic you're talking about?
No, but, you know, I've talked before about how I have, like, mentors in my life.
That's a real heavy name for a friend. What do you call me?
My friend. Just my friend. No, you're my partner.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, my spiritual advisor, or also my mentor, we did some writing work recently, and it was revealed in this work that I am judgmental.
Yes.
Self-righteous.
Okay.
And what was the other one? I think just mean. Just those. Those were the things. And I feel like what happens is I have self-righteous anger, right? Like,
okay.
If you're 5 minutes late to my house, what happens in my head is I'm like, you don't respect me. You're an asshole. You know, like I'm like, you don't value my time. I'm very busy. I have a full-time job. I have a very young daughter. I have a husband. I got to cook for these motherfuckers. I'm busy.
Yeah.
And so,
which makes this train wreck a lot for you.
It's a lot. Dana, would you say that you're timely?
Habitually coming in at a later time than you.
Yeah. I'm going to see what the other thing said. So that was like a good example, but then it says.
And then you also are constantly emailing me. I need to hear the next episode. I need to hear the next episode.
So I'm very organized, but this is what makes it worse, because then this is like self-righteousness, which is what this person's kind of saying, or didn't do something done that was so easy to get done.
But to them, it's easy to get done. This to me, I just totally forgot that we were recording.
But this is like a really good example because Dana and I have very different personalities.
Is that clear?
I am totally OCD. I am pretty aggressively organized. I am living in everybody's assholes all the time so that they will do the things for me that I think need to happen. And Dana's just like... I'm so funny. So, and here's the problem with all of this, right? So I'm like self-righteous. Dana was literally, wait, don't tell me. Dana was literally just on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and she has a recurring role on Modern Family. So I could be right all fucking day long, like, but at the end of the day... What?
No, because she's saying I'm a train wreck and her
eyes. Yeah, it seems to be successful. I mean, it's very confusing, I think, to everybody. And I am very organized and continue to work a full-time job at a law firm. So,
And you have a baby.
And then this is what happens. Your husband is always like, but you have a baby. I'm like, how is that relevant? I don't understand how that's on my list.
It is an accomplishment.
No, it's not.
Children are not an accomplishment.
They're not.
It's an accomplishment.
You're not good with words.
I have a cold. But like going on to the next question, sort of in tandem with that,
yeah.
It is a super fine line of like what's braggadocious and what's just being an asshole,
right.
Egomaniac.
Right.
Like even you just saying that stuff right now makes me go like, nah. And like my husband, we've gotten into arguments because I'm like, well, I can't post on social media that I'm going to be on TV tonight. That's why I'm married to you. So
we're all your assistants, is what you're saying. But I think like this is a good example of how do you? Because I'm like this person. I'm like, what do you do when everybody in the world is fucking up your mojo? Because you kind of know what's up, and they're all screwing you over. Dana's like, but it's, you know, she has just a different way of thinking about things. Like she, because I mean, when you are late or if you can't get an episode up or whatever,
yeah.
Let's hear what your process is, because I think ultimately the solution to this is like we have to have compassion for, we may think we're really good at certain things, but we are obviously, we're all lacking in whatever area, you know, not to make us feel bad, but just like,
so what's some of going us, on in my mind, like,
yeah. Because I know that you try really hard to
I
be
really
on time.
I legitimately do. Yeah,
but like what happens?
It's like I look in the mirror and I'm like, I look skinnier in this bathroom mirror than I do in the other mirrors. And then I'm like, remember when you read that article last night that in octopuses, which you can call octopi, it is actually appropriate, have different nerve centers. So their hearts, literally that's my brain constantly. Like, is that cat puke or leaves? That's my brain. I'm in the moment always.
Right.
And then I go, shit, I was supposed to be at Allison's.
Right. So
and then
just...
I walk in the door like this. And you feed me and I calm down and we do this.
So.
And we help people.
And I think that is the thing for this person is... I feel that I'm very good at certain things.
Should be confident in that.
Yeah, I'm not going to ever be late anywhere. That's not my thing.
I think where the ego maybe comes in is like, I'm the best, never feeding anyone else, feeling good about themselves, right? Like, mm-hmm. We've met people like that. I think a lot of times, especially in Los Angeles, whenever you go places, this is my real voice, this is me getting real, you guys. We meet people and we're all so eager to say what we're doing and what we're up to because we feel like we have to prove ourselves to everybody. And then in the midst of that, people aren't asking, oh, what are you doing? What are you up to? I'm super excited to hear about your accomplishments.
You're saying this in response to...
ego. The difference
Where's the line between believing in yourself and being an asshole?
Yeah, there's being confident in yourself and your skills and what you do. And then there's like pushing on everyone here's my accomplishments, now measure up to me. I think
and I feel like
difference.
For me, that's always been really easy just because there's no accomplishments. You know what
so
I mean?
Dumb.
Like, it's sort of been like, oh, just tell me what
no,
about.
It's not true. Like, you know, you're always saying that I work and whatever. I appreciate that. I like that you support me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But I always
support
say,
you by being on time. I support you by...
I support you by saying you're the funniest woman that no one in America knows yet except your friends.
Dana, that's
and everyone
so nice.
Needs to, and that's
wow.
why I created this podcast. In service to you.
Thank you.
No, because I wanted to
so
do something
much.
With you. I wanted to do something with you because you are funny and people need to know you. And even though this is the exterior, I see that Allison is like a ball of shit with a gold nugget in the center. She is genuinely a good person, but that the exterior is rough.
Does that feel like a compliment to everybody?
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Our answer is... We all have to be nicer to each other.
Yeah, let's invest in other
people. We all have to know
people.
Where everybody's coming from. Don't flick people off in your carts. Listen to what... This is... Dana and I just went to a meeting right before
this. Oh, my God,
this
just happened.
I literally pulled right next to a car, because that's
and
how
I
you
was
parallel
in my car
park.
Watching.
And Dana was in her car watching. This fucking... meth head, this okay. crazy fucking psycho.
Okay, she
with
was
her
mother.
Daughter in the back.
She was
seat,
a hippie mom.
Fucking literally just jabbed the point
she
of
did.
Her car.
She
and
did. She stole your parking
took
space.
Took in the parking space.
So then what did you do, Allison?
I backed up. I turned around. I rolled my window down and I go, fucking awesome job.
You
did
said,
you say that?
Real strong move. That's what she said.
And I go, wow. Good job. Strong move. That was...
Okay, so that's an example
amazing.
Of...
Amazing. Because I thought... I mean, it was pretty obvious to everyone else that I was parking there, but you didn't care. You just went for it.
And you know what? She didn't, because when you went and parked somewhere else, she had a conversation with
like,
the guy on the sidewalk and went...
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know. I saw that.
What does this relate to? Where is this your ego?
Here's the thing. I didn't get out of my car and go over there and yell at her. Was I dripping
judgy?
With sarcasm? Yes.
Yeah.
But did I make a scene?
No.
No.
Well.
Did I flick her off and scream expletives to her with her daughter in the car? No.
No, but you did say, bold move.
That is a very mild response
and then,
to someone ramming you in the asshole. I mean, that was a fucking, it was a bold move. That
was,
shit was out
it
of
was
control.
A bold move, for sure. I saw
I was
it.
Like,
and then
wow.
when we got out of our meeting, we happened to be walking to Walgreens for cough drops.
Uh-huh.
And we walked past this woman and all of a sudden goes, hi, hey, hi.
Because like, I saw her again, aggressive. And I just wanted her to know, I got you.
And that woman had
I
no
know
clue
are.
Who you were.
She didn't know.
She didn't know who you were at all. Anyway.
I'm saying be like that, real nice to people. You know what I mean? Just say hi to them when they
yeah,
screw
that's
you
how
over.
You, that's not being an egotistical asshole.
No, but that was a watered-down version of crazy. I think I did it pretty
you?
Well. Yes.
You, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. I'm 31, single, and possibly going to die alone.
Oh.
Okay.
It's an early prediction.
Wow, that is, you're just getting out there. How can I determine if a guy is interested in me? I feel like I'm so confused about what is just being nice and what is being extra, not like, oh, and what is being extra.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I have a guy I like right now. Open parentheses, all caps, I lied, comma, I do, close parentheses. But I feel like I have not been out of the game. Oh, but I feel like I've been out of the game almost 2 years for so long that I'm totally flying blind. Oh, all caps again, exclamation mark. And sometimes when I'm around this guy, my stomach explodes or I start acting truly like either a high schooler or Jane Lynch on Glee. Mean.
Mean.
Okay. No, I get it. You know, it's like teasing people
teasing,
on the schoolyard. I get that.
Yeah.
What was
first
the question?
Of all, yeah, the question.
How can I determine if a guy is interested in me?
Oh, I read a lot of articles about this.
Okay.
I love the internet. I think it's actually, they say, like, don't listen. I don't know where you are. Don't listen to
it's
these.
Anonymous.
Oh, that's our show.
Okay.
They say, oh, his pupils will dilate if he's really into you. Okay.
What?
How are you gonna get that close to a person's face? But I think
you
can.
The pupils will dilate if they're into you?
When you're really into someone, your pupils will dilate. So if you have a partner that you're not weirded out by getting close to their face.
This couple in the front row is just glaring at each other.
They're trying to see. Is it working?
Is it working?
It doesn't look sexy, I'll tell you that. Does not. I'm sorry, you're both very sexy people, but that interaction wasn't fun to watch.
Dana! What? Stop!
Okay. So, but there's like body language things you can tell. Like, of course, everybody knows with women, they'll touch themselves, they'll touch their hair a little
bit. Not everybody knows that. Is that universally known?
Of course, right?
Oh, it is. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You've really been out of the game.
I think I've just never... I wrote this question.
You did,
That's what
yeah.
it comes down to.
But there's like body language, like a guy when he's talking to you, if his body is facing you, he's really invested in you. But if his body's facing away, he's protecting himself from you a little bit. What's some other things? A man does his own kind of primping. It's not the same as women, like, but it is like broad chest, and it's like, what else do they do? They'll do their face like this. They touch your face. It's like man grooming instead of lady stuff. I'm into this. I walk into 7-Eleven, and I'll tell you who's into me and who's not.
Really?
Yeah. Usually they're staring at my boobs.
What?
Yeah.
This is like a secret superpower.
I don't think so.
Is there some scenario where you can just like tell the person that you like them and see what happens?
I think they know if you like them because they're like this. There's like touchies.
So you don't think it's ever like a thing where
there's
a girl...
There's like this. Guys are so dumb, they still do this.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Especially if you're a comedy girl and you can keep up, they're like...
So you say she should look for physical
signs.
She
needs to start looking. Stop worrying about how you're acting. As women get so worried about how we look and how we're sitting and if we look pretty and all these things. Fuck it. Just start looking at the dudes and seeing what they're doing.
Right.
Because that's all that matters. We do all this other stuff for ourselves. Like, I like makeup for me. My husband couldn't care less.
Do you think it's a scenario where you could just tell a guy, like, hey, I like you. Are you interested?
Yeah, but I think people are afraid to do that.
Yeah, but do you think it's okay if somebody wants to?
Yeah, but I think it's real aggressive.
You do.
You're
so you don't really
that
think
way.
I do.
You are a lot for people, I think.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
When you first meet someone, you met my writing partner for the first time tonight, and they had a 20-minute hug that went, oh, my God.
I was excited. I like to hug. That's not weird.
It took 20 minutes to get to his body.
I wanted to get in there.
I wanted to
spend a little time.
Yeah.
You know?
Just saying you put a lot of yourself out there, and I think it's amazing.
Fine.
It's hard to be vulnerable, and I would understand if somebody doesn't want to instantly go up to a man or a woman and be like, I'm really into you. Okay. That's a lot.
Okay, so you think just let the situation work
just
itself out.
Just read some body language. Be a little flirtatious.
Open. Just be
open.
Physically open. Not with your vagina right away.
Don't worry that you're 31. Your time clock is fine.
Oh,
we're
no. You're very young.
Older.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. You're not going to die alone.
Unless it's an accident, and then you couldn't have stopped it anyway. Sorry. Just the truth.
Dana is Oprah. She's like the fucking light we all need in our lives. So obviously this is the recorded version. So I just want to say for people that are listening, this is the Absolute Worst Podcast. And every week on our show, we get questions. And we also get something called Absolute Yours, which are your absolute worst stories.
It's the worst name, isn't
it's
it?
It's an amazing name.
We fight
and
over it all
everybody
the time.
Has agreed that awesome. We're landing on it. So you can email us at absoluteworstpodcast@gmail.com or you can get us through our website, absoluteworstpodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And since today's a live show, we actually have, I have some anonymous, and just also for the record, if you wrote in a question today and we didn't get to it, or you wrote an absolute yours and we didn't get to it, listen to our website.
Podcast.
Listen to our podcast, and we're going to use them on the show.
I heard
continually
it.
Anonymously. Thank you for laughing at Dana. Okay, so we actually have a couple people that are going to come up and tell stories.
This is so exciting.
This is really fucking exciting, you
Usually
guys.
It's just me and you and a bottle of
I know,
water.
We have a guest tonight.
I know.
So this obviously isn't going to be anonymous. Our friend Skip Stokes is here.
Hey, Skip.
Come on Thank you. Hi, Skip. We're not going to interrupt you. You're just going to tell your story.
Do you recognize Allison from some non-union commercials in Denver, Colorado?
Yeah, and I almost all came up here with my shoes and socks off as well. So I have a worse story.
Okay, so we can talk into the microphone because I have to edit this later.
So like this.
No.
Okay.
You know it.
So I was in Thailand working, and the trip was very long, and I started to get this serious knot in my shoulder, and the electricity started going down my arm, and I'm supposed to be working 18-hour days, and the pain is just too much. I've never gone to a massage. I've never had anything like that happen.
What?
And someone told me, an older lady said, you need to just go get a massage. Just go get a massage. It'll be better. So I went to this very nice, yeah. I was in Thailand.
Yeah. Thai massage, we get it.
I went to a very nice, reputable place in the top of a very fancy mall. And I walk in, and this wonderful older lady walks me back into a room. She tells me to put on these very comfortable pajamas. I put them on. She comes back in. I have the most amazing massage of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave, and I go back to work. And a few hours later, I start thinking in my head, that was like $6. That was an amazing massage for $6. So I started thinking, I kind of feeling tense again. I'm going to go back and have another massage. So I go to the same spot. A different woman comes out. She takes me to a different room, and there are no pajamas. So I just strip down to my boxer briefs, and I lay down on the bed, and she comes in, and she begins to give me a massage. And about halfway through, she rolls me over, and she starts massaging my feet and my ankles. And I kid you not, I'm laying there thinking, how fascinating that the nerves in my feet and ankles are connected to my shoulders. I'm seriously having this like marvel of human anatomy in my brain. And all of a sudden, I feel this tap.
On your penis?
Like a tap.
Dana, what? Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah, right there. And my head shoots up off the table, and I say, no! And I will never forget the look on her face as she looked at me with bewilderment and just confusion, hand hovering. And she goes, no? And I said, no! And all the pain and all the hardness came back. I was stiff again.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't let a stranger jack you off?
His wife's here.
So
They came from Tennessee.
I am married.
Got it. Because I was like, that feels like a good deal. First of all, do you know what I mean?
It is a good deal. And also, kudos to her for knocking first before she came in. She did. She was checking.
She did.
Here's where my brain went. What's wrong? Why didn't you see this? You said, you know, this very reputable place in this very fancy mall.
No, I've been to that mall. It's very fancy. It's legit.
You've been to the Thailand fancy mall?
I literally have.
No, it just, I mean, you would hear stories.
Were you in Bangkok?
I was in Bangkok.
I've been to the mall. It's super fancy.
It's legit. It's a mall.
That's my worst story.
Seriously.
That's your worst story.
No, that's it.
It's. Whoa. I mean, yeah.
What? I think it's really not. I mean, after telling that story, I'm like, you're a wonderful person.
Yeah, I would have said yes.
Seriously, I thought
if I was a dude, probably.
Have you ever gotten a massage and somebody tried to end it with a happy ending?
No, I don't think that happens to ladies.
Does it not?
Plus, I don't go to fancy malls. I go to Happy Feet and leave my workout clothes on.
Skip Stokes, I've never loved you more.
You're awesome. And
that
also,
is so sweet.
What a lucky lady. What a lucky lady that you have such a good dude.
I know, that's really... I thought
I'll take that pain on and say no to that knock-knock. I'm proud of him.
I actually got a Thai massage while I was in Thailand, and it was legitimately the most horrific experience of my life.
It sounds ouchy.
Well, because Thai massages, they like pull your body places, so... First, I got in there, and it was like a language barrier because I I don't know, I guess, because we spoke
you don't
two
speak
different...
the same language? Is that why?
It was a tough explanation. So I went in, and first she was like, take a shower. I'm like, what? And I had to, like, take a shower.
Was this at the Korean spa when they wash your hair in a bucket?
No, that was terrible. That was like when they line you up with horses and just throw buckets of water on you. Yeah, that was in Koreatown at the Korean spa. Also horrific. This one was like at a really nice hotel, so I thought things were going to be great, but she just yelled at me the whole time. I got there. She told me to take a shower, which I was like, I mean, okay. I was just in a pool, but I guess. And then I'm like, is she judge? Is it supposed to wash my hair? Like, what level of shower is required? Like, am I supposed to be shaving? Like, what is... I don't know what to do. And then she put me on a table and just like walked all over my body for an hour and then fucking kicked me the fuck out. And I think I was also
in
pajamas.
Even rub you?
And I don't remember. I feel like it was just a lot of pulling and twisting. No happy ending either. I would have paid $6 for that shit.
Yeah. From her?
Well, yeah. Who cares?
Cool. I mean, cool, whatever.
Doesn't seem like you do think it's cool and whatever.
I feel like we're all feeling awkward right now.
You guys, this has been the absolute worst podcast. If you want to hear this and not have to see us, which, like, I totally got, you can find us on iTunes and on SoundCloud
and
on
Google Play,
some other places.
A bunch
Just
of other
Google
places.
It, Absolute Worst Podcast. If you like what you heard, rate and review us. If you don't like it, don't worry about it.
Just
you don't have to tell anybody.
Anything.
Just keep
don't.
It to yourself. Move on with your life. Just keep moving forward.
And then if you know Oprah,
let her know.
Just let...
We're
Just
trying
meet
to
us
help.
Afterwards.
We are getting to Oprah level. We are changing lives up in here.
I mean, honestly, show of hands, did we change anyone's life tonight?
Who feels better? Yes!
Thank you. Yes.
Yes!
Yes. We're about building a community.
Thank you.
Yeah. Allison.
What?
I love you.
Ooh, bye!
Bye!
Shut up and sit down.